Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history on August 25th. The Lions and the Patriots duel in Montreal, Quebec. The AFL starts putting players' names on backs of jerseys, and the College All-Stars shock the champion Washington franchise. We have these stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, where we have 20-some different podcasts talking about sports history and the history of yesteryear, because it is the headquarters of sports yesteryear. Now, let's go into our August 25th mode for the great game of football history. Now, let's start off in 1943, and the 10th annual Chicago Charities College All-Star Game is played in the Windy City, as over 48,000 fans watched the College All-Stars dismantle the defending NFL champion Washington Redskins 27-7. The most valuable player for the college team was University of Wisconsin running back Pat Harder. August 25th, 1960, one of the American Football League's teams on this date started putting a player's name on the back of their jerseys. The Los Angeles Chargers had a sewn name on the back above the numbers to clearly identify the player by name. Our friends at the Gridiron Uniform Database have this covered very well in an article that we have a link to in our Pigskin Dispatch August 25th article. August 25th, 1969, in Montreal, the NFL's Detroit Lions defeated the Boston Patriots by a score of 22-9 in a preseason exhibition to entertain our friends north of the border. Remember, 1969, that's when the AFL and the NFL were starting to merge, the Boston Patriots and AFL team. The NFL had the Detroit Lions. So that was one of those first mix and match games of that merger of the NFL. Now let's take a little bit of a break and hear a word from our sponsor, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus, get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Row One Brand has those great products, great artwork in just that old vintage style that they have for so many teams and so many sports. Row One Brand's Pictorum Gallery, get that 15% discount with that offer code SHN15 at the sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one. Now let's go to your birthdays of Hall of Famers for this August 25th. In August 5th, 1900, Chuck Kearney, he was a former end from the University of Illinois, was born. And after playing for the Illini from 1918 through the 1921 seasons, he was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1966. Kearney also excelled on the hardwoods as he became the first Big Ten Conference athlete to be named as an All-American in both football and basketball. He played pro football for one season with the APFA's Columbus Panhandles. Remember them? Joe Carr. We had Chris Willis talking about them. And after he was done playing, he coached at several schools and then worked at the New York Stock Exchange as a financial representative. August 25th, 1946, Charlie Sanders was a former tight end of the University of Minnesota that ended up being a third-round draft pick of the Detroit Lions, but he was born on that day. As a rookie, he caught 40 passes for over 500 yards, stunning opponents who in that era were not expecting much offensive production from a tight end. He was voted to the Pro Bowl seven times in his 10-year career, and he even made the NFL All-1970s team. Sanders was selected to enter into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the induction class of 2007. August 25th, 1953, Doug English was a defensive tackle from the University of Texas. He's remembered in the great museum called the College Football Hall of Fame since 2011 when he was enshrined there. He also went on to play in the NFL as part of the Silver Rush of the Detroit Lions, and in 1979 was named as the Motor City's team's defensive most valuable player. The 1983 season was special for English as he registered 13 sacks and scored two safeties. He registered four safeties in his career, tying with several others throughout NFL history with the most ever. August 25th, 1965, Cornelius Bennett, the former linebacker from Alabama. He was born in the state, and as a prolific linebacker, remarkably, is one of only two Bama players to have ever had their names as an All-American three times, linebacker Woodrow Lowe being the other. He is remembered in the College Football Hall of Fame, where he entered as part of the induction class of 2005. Bennett went on to play professionally for the Buffalo Bills, Atlanta Falcons, and the Indianapolis Colts at linebacker. He also was selected to five Pro Bowls and was the AFC Defensive Player of the Year two times in 1988 and 1991. Bennett played in all four of Buffalo's Super Bowl appearances in the 1990s and then played in a fifth Super Bowl with the Falcons. August 25th, 1972, Marvin Harrison. He was the wide receiver that came out of Syracuse University and had his birth date on this day. The Indianapolis Colts drafted the speedster with a 19th pick in a 1996 NFL draft after dealing quarterback Jeff George to the Atlanta Falcons for the pick. Harrison soon became the Colts quarterback's Peyton Manning's favorite target as he played for 13 seasons. The eight-time Pro Bowler was voted onto the All-2000s All-Decade team, and when he hung up his cleats after the 2008 season, he was finished second in career receptions, only behind the great Jerry Rice. Harrison was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame soon after in the 2014 season, I believe. So, you know, we're glad you joined us today. We thank you for joining us. We hope that you'll come back tomorrow, and because we are here each and every day. It's a daily football podcast. We're going to be here with you. We have a lot of specials on, a lot of bonuses, our football by numbers. We have on Mondays, we have those great old teams of yesteryear, pre-World War II teams that maybe some of you heard of, some of you haven't, but bringing up some great football history, making it the way it is today. And hope you'll enjoy those too. Also find us on Sports History Network and our own website, pigskindispatch.com. If you'd like to email us, send some feedback, it's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.